Money isn't what we really want. It's what money provides: freedom, experiences, and personal growth. When financial worries consume us, they reduce our infinite mental capacity to a mere worry machine. The wealthy understand money as a tool, not a goal. They use it as a medium of exchange rather than hoarding it. Like water, money gains power through movement. Small amounts invested properly create constant streams of wealth through what Bob Proctor calls the law of circulation. The fundamental difference between the wealthy and everyone else is mindset. If wealthy people lost everything, they'd become wealthy again because they understand how money works. This understanding is imprinted on their subconscious. While most follow seeing is believing, the wealthy live by believing is seeing. They expect success and attract wealth because, in their mind's eye, they see only success. Our educational system prepares us for employment but doesn't teach wealth creation. Real security comes from within, not from a job. Wealthy people listen to their inner wisdom rather than following the masses, act decisively when opportunities appear, and view defeats as challenges to overcome. We build mental prisons with bricks of limiting beliefs. I'm not smart enough, I don't have enough money, I'm too old, young. These negative thoughts, reinforced through repetition, program our subconscious to believe we can never achieve wealth. This mindset is difficult to change because it's both genetic and environmental, conditioned since birth. Society programs us to follow the conventional path: school, job, getting by. But wealth comes from solving problems and creating value for others. Many believe money is evil, but this mindset causes people to subconsciously reject wealth opportunities. Money has no emotion or intent. It's simply a medium of exchange. Any moral aspect exists solely in the heart of the individual. Money creates positive outcomes, helping others through foundations, giving you freedom of time to enjoy life now rather than waiting for brief vacations, providing self-confidence and security for your future, and allowing you to be more generous and honest with others. Through repetition of positive thoughts about money, these will impress upon your subconscious and wealth will follow naturally into your life. Top performers work because they love what they do, not just for money. The wealthy find retirement absurd. Only those in unfulfilling jobs long to escape. When passionate about your work, it energizes rather than depletes you, enabling persistence beyond where others quit. Most people label themselves average, though statistically impossible. We've confused average with normal, creating an artificial barrier between ourselves and high achievers. The perceived gap between an ordinary life and a wealthy one seems vast, though the actual difference is minimal. This attitude of average limits belief in our capabilities. Like castaways afraid to row toward unseen land, many remain stranded by what-ifs and self-doubt. Wealth requires commitment. You must start rowing, refuse mediocrity, and visualize your desired outcome with unwavering focus. Your purpose stems from your unique gifts and talents, as distinct as a fingerprint. When discovered, wealth creation becomes effortless, with ideas flowing as if whispered in your ear. When we introduce a new belief, like earning $1 million instead of $100,000, internal war begins. Our conditioning, the X factor, fights to maintain status quo, first using gentle logic, then personal attacks, and finally deploying fear. To overcome this resistance, break large goals into manageable pieces, like dividing $1 million annually into $112.67 multiplied by 86 people twice weekly. This makes seemingly impossible goals achievable. The challenge isn't that earning money is difficult, it's that most people don't think deeply about wealth creation. Your path to wealth already exists if you have the courage to find it. Helen Keller became an articulate champion despite being blind and deaf. Bill Gates changed the world as a college dropout. We all possess the same potential to transform our worlds, yet we judge ourselves based on current results. Your present results have nothing to do with your future. They're completely irrelevant. Every person has identical potential. Only our perceptions differ. To achieve greatness, believe in your equal potential and commit to developing it. Everything in our lives, good, bad, or indifferent, we've drawn to ourselves through our thoughts. The law of attraction works because everything is energy in constant motion, including thoughts. Energy attracts similar energy, making positive thoughts magnets for positive outcomes. This law doesn't discriminate. It simply delivers what you focus on, not what you say you want. This is why worrying about bills attracts more financial problems, while focusing on wealth creation attracts solutions and income. To harness this power, examine your current results objectively. These thoughts have programmed your reality, as your subconscious beliefs magnetize corresponding results. After accepting responsibility, guard against outside influences with negative vibrations, including negative people who drain your energy. To create wealth, you need a clear vision of your destination. Without this clarity, your vibration has nothing to focus on. The solution is detailed visualization. Write down in present tense what your business will be like when you reach your goal, focusing on positive outcomes rather than what you want to avoid. Time management is an illusion. You can't manage time. You can only prioritize activities. Time is static and limited. You can never create more of it. True productivity comes from focusing only on what truly matters and eliminating the rest. We often mistake time-consuming tasks for important ones. Email and voicemail consume hours daily, yet the world wouldn't end if you ignored them for a week. Technology should automate mundane tasks, not create new time wasters. The Pareto Principle states that 80% of your results come from just 20% of your efforts. To prioritize effectively, identify which 20% produces most of your results and focus there while eliminating the 10% that waste enormous time. Consolidate or delegate the remaining activities. Valuing your time is fundamentally about self-esteem. If you see your life as meaningful, you'll value your time accordingly. When you begin questioning assumptions, you'll experience predictable divergence, separating from those with unchanged mindsets who may try pulling you back. Achievement begins with decision and intention, not activity. For wealth creation, decide first, then act. Believing precedes seeing. Instead of trading limited time for money, build continuous income sources. Businesses, investments, royalties, or affiliate programs that generate whether you're present or not. The antidote to feeling overwhelmed isn't slowing down, but focusing your energy. Remove worry and uncertainty to evaluate steps toward goals more efficiently. Avoid multitasking. Splitting focus means doing nothing well. Everyone around you possesses knowledge that can help achieve your goals. Building relationships creates access to this knowledge through mutually beneficial arrangements. Wealthy individuals leverage others' time by creating win-win situations, not through exploitation. A wealthy mindset requires deep gratitude independent of circumstances. Being thankful for everything, including life itself and all experiences, positive or negative. The time to act is now. By implementing these principles, you'll develop a mindset that transcends money itself. Embrace your uniqueness, decide to pursue true wealth today, then row toward the life you truly desire.